fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Well, I have one happy fisherman in front of me. Leaf is here, and he's got smiles about, well, a few things, I'm guessing. One thing is he showed me a green drake fly that is on fire these
days.
And
I forgot to show you the picture of the fish I just caught with it.
Just now?
Yeah, just now. Yeah.
Well, tell us.
Well, you know, we've talked about this lately. I've been really, really looking forward to this hatch. It's become my favorite bug hatch over the last few years. And yeah, the Greater Western Green Drake is just an amazing, amazing hatch. The way, you know, it's a big, beautiful bug for those of us that kind of geek out on the beauty of these insects. But it's also just, it's one that entices fish into a frenzy when they feed. Like the one today, I was standing up higher as I get to on this one fishing hole, and I could see everything happening. And I was working the lower end. I thought I'd seen a fish rolling down there, and it's usually very obvious, which is the thing with these two. Keep your eyes and ears open before you even cast, because it sounds like somebody's throwing rocks in the water the way they take these things. Wow. And I'd seen one surface from about 60, almost 70 yards away, a trout. I mean, so it was large, and it was taking hard. And I didn't get this fish, mind you, that I'd seen, but after a few swings through there, I'm kind of skating it. You usually do it a little more dead, but I'll skate the end of it out, dead drift the beginning. Mm-hmm. I guess it takes a long time for these bugs to dry their wings. Anyway, I had tried the lower end where I thought I'd seen this fish. Maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me. I don't think so. I think I just didn't get it up. But I just laid it easily back over upstream with the wind. The moment it hit the water, I could see this fish charge from 6 or 8 feet down on the bottom. Just crushed it.
Wow.
A very nice, pure-looking tritone lady cutthroat. She just gave me a heck of a fight, which all these fish have been doing lately. I mean, there is no quit in these fish, and that might be partly because we had kind of a moderate winter last year, and so they got some real good feeding done. They turned some calories over, and they're tall, and they're strong this year.
Cool.
Yeah. So look for those green drakes, when the humidity levels rise, like we've been talking about, these little showers, like you've been seeing lately. We've been getting more than little showers, but we have such weird microclimates around here, and just the way T cells operate, you know, could be, it's like the Roadrunner and Coyote show, where you see the one cloud just dumping on the one guy. So you have like one cloud here just dumping, sunny over there. And that's probably what started the day off so good yesterday. It was my second day out with the guys from Drift. It was really cool to have Sam and Nick out. Those guys are really awesome. I'd spent a little bit of time with Nick. Hadn't gotten to meet Sam yet, and clearly they're good fishing buddies. They remind me a couple of my buddies and myself and the dynamics there with them.
Cool.
And yeah, we just had a good time. Caught some big old fish, especially yesterday, and I think it was because the drakes were starting to kick around. It hadn't happened yet. We were just getting into the beginning of this cycle of storms.
Had they ever been over here before?
Very little. Nick had been rained off the river one time, probably a similar case scenario like this with his wife, but she wasn't ready to get out there and stay out there in the rain that day. And so they packed up. But he said he remembered years ago seeing big crushes in the rain, but he had to get her to dry land. And Sam, I can't remember if he'd even fished it or not. It was great. I'd hosted Nick earlier this spring, a place I've got there, and done some stillwater fishing with him. But just like me, those guys really love the river.
So
it was great. I think it was, like I say, probably the fish were getting in the spirit yesterday, and then when I got home I was dead tired. I had to take a nap after another long day of fishing, but I'm kind of rubbing the sand out of my eyes at about 5 o'clock at night, waking up from my nap, and I see my favorite bug go flying by the house now that I'm on the river. It's just awesome to watch it all. And I was like, oh no, was that really? And I was just so tired, I couldn't go out last night and hit it. So I was really looking forward to it today, and it sure did not disappoint.
Cool. That's just great news.
Yeah. So, it's a very short window. I encourage people to hit it when they can. Don't despair when there's rain in the air, because it's a good thing. As long as you can, it's not just deluging or blowing so hard you can't effectively fish at all. I bet you they're going to be taking it. So it happens with the greater in the spring, and then in the fall we should have another version of the green drake, which is like a slate drake around here. And also the one here for us is kind of a slate colored. It's not necessarily green, so I throw a little bit of brown hare's ear into my green dubbing as I'm tying this up. So yeah, just maybe look for the ones that are a tiny bit brown. I know Lance has those up at the outdoors. I'm sure they got them over at North 40, you know, so yeah, check it out. Check it out while you can. Yeah, I guess coming up, we have definitely a few more good weeks of river. Thank goodness that, you know, it's been kind of cold in this last 24 hours and that rain that injected into the system. I could see it level the graph this morning, and I bet I'll see it climb the next time I look at it in another 12 hours. So it bought us some time. That's good. We have a couple more days of it too. So, you know, just keep an eye on the temperature and everything. Keep an ear on the report as we get later into July. Think about maybe doing some backpacking. Remember, I am kind of booked up through July and booking up very quickly that last part of August that I will do, and September. Already getting some dates going there. So don't snooze, because you will lose on this one. Okay. I'm going to Stehekin and I'm going to have fun at that time, and nobody's going to stop me.
So, anyway, no, I'm going to join you.
Yeah, is what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about that after we get off the air. So anyway, if you want to check out all that killer gear from those killer dudes over in Beham at Drift Wader Co., check them out at Drift Fishing with a Y. Why? Because they're awesome. And also check out the old North 40 Fly Shop over there in OMAC, and you can pick up anything you need for the rivers and get all the DL from Keith and the guys over there on the Okanagan Valley, which is their specialty, and all the bugs you need for all the valleys around here. And yeah, you know, check them out at North40FlyShop.com. Check me out at FlyFishersProShop.com for the blog and podcast. You can email me at MetHowFishingAdventures@gmail.com and give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Fish on, baby!
Little fish bites if you got to beat. Here's a little tip